Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
All right, we continue on a Friday morning. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQueen with you, and our number is 442-8255. We'll have open line for most of this hour, so we look forward to that. Okay, so it bothers me more than anything as a person who's been in journalism for the bulk of his professional career to see, I don't even know if it's sloppiness on the part of a group like the Associated Press. You know what I'm about to talk about?
It wasn't sloppy.
Okay, all right. So AP puts out an article yesterday. The headline of it is this: J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life, calls for better security. J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life. To which Kamala Harris tweeted out, they are not just a fact of life. It doesn't have to be this way. We can take action to protect our children, and we will. Tim Walz said, this is pathetic. We can't quit on our kids. They deserve better. Let me play for you what J.D. Vance actually said.
Absolute barbarian decides to open fire and take their lives and also a couple teachers. I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who walks through the front door... We've got to bolster security so that if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. And again, as a parent, do I want my kids' school to have additional security? No, of course I don't. I don't want my kids to go to school in a place where they feel like you've got to have additional security, but that is increasingly the reality that we live in.
Okay, so when you hear it in context, it's completely different. Now, in the case of that first AP article and headline, J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life, calls for better security, people jumped on there and used what they call community notes. And they were talking about what his context was, which later then AP replaced with a note saying this replaced an earlier post that was deleted to add context to the partial quote from Vance. Their new headline says, J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a, quote, fact of life, and says the U.S. needs to harden security to prevent more carnage like the shooting this week that left four dead in Georgia. Why did you not do that the first time? As, quote, responsible journalists, why would you not do that the first time? But this is why I really appreciate Elon Musk and Twitter, because he is making it available to average everyday American citizens to critique and hold accountable our own media. The media, which is supposed to be holding the government accountable. And instead of the watchdog role, has kind of defaulted into more of a lapdog role. But, you know, there you get the candidates on the Democrat side making political hay out of something that was completely taken out of context. It's just despicable. It's you know, the AP, for years and years and years, I would tell my students, okay, if you just want kind of good objective articles, Associated Press, Reuters, I can't say that anymore with AP. This is just the latest. It seems like all the time we're finding articles like this that they're doing. So it's aggravating.
That was awful. And then they didn't go back, I guess, and ask the vice president and her running mate if they wanted to readjust their comments.
No, of course
after
not.
That. I mean, it was that is lazy at worst and, you know, despicable at the highest levels. I just can't imagine they're that incompetent that they didn't have an intention in writing that headline.
Right. So I'll tell you what, though. JD, you know, I give him credit. That guy's just he's a fighter. And he engages with the media. I mean, right now, you know, Kamala ducks the media at every turn, and Walz really does, too. I saw the other day there was something where he just asked him a question, he just turned and walked away. So Vance will sit there and talk to them. Trump loves to talk to them. He loves the little tete-a-tete going back and forth. So,
but the mainstream media will not hold Harris Walz accountable for walking away, and then they want to do is fact check and criticize what Vance and Trump say.
Yeah.
I mean, a good example I always give is you go back to Meet the Press, and Kristen Welker, her first week, wanted to make a big splash and interview Trump and Biden.
Right.
And Trump agreed to go on her show.
Yep.
And give her that interview as a courtesy. Biden did not. And yet she's never called them out for it.
Yeah. And you see the difference in the tone. We've talked about that before. When she or others talk with either Trump or Vance compared to if they talk with a Democrat.
A surrogate for the Trump or Vance campaign. I mean, it's crazy.
Because you can't get them right now.
Yeah, but that headline was just unacceptable to write it that way. And why you pick those three words and put those in the single quotes, I mean, without the context.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, seeing the news headlines today, the U.S. economy added 142,000 jobs in August, missing expectations. But one of the accounts that I follow on Twitter, the Kobiesi letter, says the June and July reports have now been revised lower by a combined 86,000 jobs. June was lowered by 61,000, July by 25,000. That means that the July jobs report was the weakest jobs report since the pandemic in December of 2020. So we're told 147,000 jobs were added in August, but are they going to eventually lower that number? Because they have done that every month of the year so far. If you remember the other day, I talked about that. It's like 810,000 less jobs than originally were reported. What is going on?
Well, I mean, the first numbers are always the more optimistic. Then they get all the data in and they do that. But one of the things we got to keep an eye on, though, is the job numbers aren't necessarily going to hurt the Democrats, because if they continue to be below expectations, the feds will cut the rate by a higher amount in September, which only helps the Democrats in re-election. So one of the things we have to think about, the movement on the jobs numbers could be the difference between a quarter point or a half point reduction, and don't think the Democrats won't be using that as a campaign statement. If it's a half point come September 17th, they're going to be out there screaming about the economy turning.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But I think, you know, the everyday American, what they're seeing when they go to the grocery store and other places right now, I mean, you know, it's just tough right now. And I saw another story from that same account how the interest expense on the federal debt is now at a record $3 billion per day. $3 billion per day, triple the amount paid 10 years ago and doubled in just 2.5 years. Total annual interest costs on federal debt have now reached a whopping $1.1 trillion in the second quarter of 2024. This is not sustainable.
It is not. And actually, I've been reading, just getting into the heart of it, but a white paper about how will federal insolvency impact transportation and other infrastructure in the coming years. And it's funny because nobody wants to talk about that being a reality.
Yeah. It has to be. I mean, it has to be. So, I don't know. Scary stuff, that's for sure. And it's all been created by government mismanagement. I saw where Steve Garvey, who's running for the Senate in California against
Shift.
Yeah, Shifty Schiff. If he gets elected, he wants to do an audit of where, I think California lost $50 billion in COVID relief money during the pandemic. No, I'm sorry. It was about where the money's gone that was supposed to fight homelessness. Like $50 billion disappeared. How does that happen? I mean, there's just like no accountability in government spending anymore.
There isn't. I mean, there's always some sort of audit trail, but nobody really makes sure it was spent the way it was supposed to be spent. I'm sure it was spent on something. And it was probably housing related. And the other thing is those monies are granted in a way where you've got some flexibility to say this is related to homelessness, even if it's not related to building a roof.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems insane. Just the amounts of money that we're talking about right now, it's mind-boggling. And I think, you know, as an average American, you can't even really relate to it because you just hear billions, then you start hearing trillions, and you try to wrap your mind around it, and it's just unfathomable. And yet, the government shows no interest at all of curbing spending. They just keep spending more and more and more. So,
and the federal government is not the only culpable government agency when it comes to spending.
That's true. And so many states, like Louisiana, are completely dependent now on government money.
A perfect example is, I did hear a presentation from the broadband office yesterday when I was down in Baton Rouge, and, you know, they just got $1.335 billion for the next phase of broadband.
Yeah, and I'd be curious, because I remember reading something the other day about how much money was in the infrastructure bill for broadband and how many people have actually gotten connected, and it's staggeringly, again, inefficient. Just like the building of the infrastructure for EVs and all these things. Like, they're spending, the money is being spent, but nothing's getting done.
Well, with the broadband, it's all about providing the infrastructure access, but then you have the next hurdle, which is connectivity in terms of, can people afford internet?
Right.
The cost of that into their budget. So it's really laying the fiber and the access.
Yeah.
But is it being done in the most efficient way? So a good example there is they just received that money. They have to have it allocated by December 15th, middle of December, and then it's got to be spent over the next, 18 months to 2 years. Uh-huh. But that is a fast-tracked allocation. So are you really, writing good RFPs? I mean, the vetting process to make sure you're getting the most value out of that money.
Yeah.
It's really tough when the government sets these deadlines that make no sense.
Of course. I mean, I feel like at times it would be better if they just gave the money to Elon Musk to connect everyone to Starlink. It'd probably get done faster and cheaper.
Yep. Or Amazon. Amazon's got the most skin in the game of anybody because they, if you they talk about, in rural America, how Dollar General's sort of the center of the purchasing world because of the lack of access, and Amazon's got more skin in the game than anybody to get us all clicking.
That's true. That's
add to my cart and purchase.
Yeah. Let's take a call coming in. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. Can I opine on the spending?
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, on Elon Musk, I see a lot of people in rural around Leesville that have his system, and I haven't found one that was dissatisfied in the least. They all had the promises. We're living in the country, you get the promises by these companies. Oh, our internet's great, and then you get it, and it's worthless. But his is always, people are always happy with his service.
Hmm.
On the spending, though, what I think we need to realize, when you say, how can this money all disappear? When they make a speech and they say, we're going to give this, but we're going to invest in our kids' future or this or that, that money doesn't go straight to that person that they have you emotionally invested in helping. It goes into a network of NGOs that is geared up and ready to accept the money and dispense the money and make it look like as much of the money as possible gets to where it's supposed to go, but man, they consume it. And then they help cover the politicians that get it for them. One thing I was struck with the Reagan movie was, he was being interviewed by Johnny Carson, and then they put him in with Carson. It was perfect. But, he said, well, how are you handling Congress? Because he always had an adversarial Congress. He said, well, they're giving me a choice between a $50 billion deficit and an $80 billion deficit.
Hmm.
Now, this is just 40 years ago, 35. That's now we're talking trillion-dollar deficits. That's,
yes.
It's mind-boggling. But it's because as the money is allocated, these leeches clumb onto the economy, and they take the money, and then they talk about how great this politician is and how wonderful we're investing in our future. And until we get that, catch that animal by the throat and kill it, which is the deep state, we're bound to go off this cliff, and they'll ride us right down to the bottom, and they're all very wealthy, and when it crashes, it's going to be the working people that suffer. They won't suffer. They will be behind their walls, so we've got to see this. When a politician promises things, he's not promising it to the person that you are excited about. It's going to just a gelatin. It just disappears, and we saw it in Iraq with defense spending. It's not just on the left, but we've got to get that. We've got to kill that animal. It's going to kill us anyway. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting me double dip. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, you too. We need to take a break. More Talkback coming up.
Like to be part of Talkback? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Got a big day ahead of you? Then it's best to fuel up with some of Sinlaw's best at Bricado's Restaurant. Walk right in and just smell that home-style cooking. Place your order, take a seat, and do breakfast right. Till 9:30 this morning, get fresh biscuits, eggs any way you like them, melt-in-your-mouth pancakes, grits, hash browns, sausage, bacon, even wraps and sandwiches. And don't forget their fresh brewed coffee. Ricardo's Restaurant, 28 West, right across from the Coliseum. Your breakfast is waiting on you.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's Talkback on KSYL.
All right, we're back here on Friday morning out of Quartermont, Sandra McQueen. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Good morning. It's good to see that a lot of people are starting to understand the money laundering scheme that goes through the federal budget. And so when you have a senator come on and start to pat himself on the back, think about all the people in the state that has problems with their water systems, the community water systems that can't even provide clean water anymore. How many ball advisories do we have per day or per week in this state?
Yeah.
It's several. It's numerous.
Yeah.
And water is a necessity even more so than roads.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, yeah. And I think that's a frustration. Here's something I saw on Twitter the other day. So the maximum amount of money that you can pay into Social Security in a given year is $10,453.20. If you put that money every year from your age 18 until you're retired, the max you would get from Social Security is $4,873 a month. So just under $5,000 a month. If you put that same amount of money per month, or per year, I'm sorry, into an S&P index fund, you would get $32,583 per month. You're talking about a scam.
Oh, absolutely.
It is the ultimate Ponzi scheme. And I've been saying that, though, for years. If people have been able to take the money they put into Social Security and put it into some kind of an IRA, everyone would be retiring independently wealthy. Think about that, what that would do to the economy. But it also would mean that the senior class, senior adults in America, would not be completely dependent on the government, which is what's happened with so many. You know, you're living on a fixed income, hoping once in a while that they give you a cost of living adjustment. I saw where Trump is proposing that seniors should not have to be taxed on their Social Security. I mean, it's stunning that you even are. You've already been taxed on that money.
That so, I completely agree with. Yeah, the flip side on the Social Security, which you're right, there are better investment vehicles for your money. Without Social Security, though, do you mandate it somewhere? Then you're always going to have funds and others who will take advantage of the public, or where does that money go, and how do you make sure that folks invest for a future? Because most people live in paycheck to paycheck, would use that money just to keep the lights on and the roof over the head.
Yeah, you'd have to make it a law that, you know, that same money comes out just like it does, you know, for your regular check, but instead of it going to the government, who has basically pilfered it anyway, it goes into some kind of, and then you just guarantee that like you do with the FDIC. So, I don't know. Makes too much sense, but let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. It's Chuck Owen. How are y'all today?
Good, Chuck. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I had windshield time. Thought I'd call and catch up with my friends in Alexandria.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Tell you what, can I take this other call that's calling in, and then we'll take a break and come back with you? Is that okay? All right, let me just put you on hold here. Hang on. All right, let's go to this call. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. I'd really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
But I would like to, now that Chuck's calling in, I'd like to ask him a question.
Oh, okay.
But I just got off the phone no more than 10 minutes ago with the Speaker of the House office in Washington, D.C.
Huh. Okay.
And anyway, you can't get any of the politicians to respond to anything. I'd call Julia Letlow's office several times, left messages. You know, before when she would call the radio station here when she was running for election or re-election or whatever, you know, she was a little bit more, accessible.
Yes.
And now you can't get any of them to even return your call. They basically told me a minute ago, because I called about the Social Security offset. This is one of Mike's proponents. You know, he was a proponent of that before he became speaker, and now it's kind of completely fallen off the table anywhere, and you can't get anybody to return your call. It's a sad situation. It's like y'all say all the time, once they get there, they totally lose focus of what they're up there for because of the amount of money that's involved day in and day out. But my question to Chuck is, how much money does the state of Louisiana give to the Saints every year in either tax write-offs or that type of stuff that we pay them to stay in the state of Louisiana? He should know those figures. I know they're going to tell you, they're going to check, and they'll get back with you. But you know there's a number out there.
Okay.
You know there's a number out there that supports South Louisiana. You know, that supports South Louisiana. So Anyway, I really enjoy the show. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, and we'll take a break, come back with Chuck Owen, and we'll get to that answer right after this.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. When it comes to the labor market, the trend points to cooling, but not a collapse. In August, employers added 142,000 jobs to non-farm payrolls, which was an improvement from the downwardly revised, rather dismal 89,000 jobs added in July, but it was a little below the forecast. At the same time, the unemployment rate edged lower from 4.3% in July to 4.2%. even as the labor force participation rate held steady at 62.7%. Average hourly earnings actually edged up, as did weekly hours worked. None of this points to the bottom falling out of the job market, but it leaves the door wide open for a Fed interest rate cut this month, with traders now pricing in a possible half-point cut. Wall Street considering all of it, and after weakness this week, stock futures are not venturing too far in either direction from the flat line. Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
Did you know at Alexandria International Airport, you can go from roadway to runway in minutes? From cruising down I-49 to cheering at the Daytona 500. From Highway 1 in Marksville to the Vegas Strip. From the front gate in Fort Johnson to the Golden Gate Bridge. AEX, your destination to the world, starts here. To book a flight or for more information, visit flyaex.org.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Well, good morning. Our forecast calling for steady rainfall on this Friday, at least in the morning hours. Showers, though, will continue into the afternoon. A 70% chance of rain. Afternoon highs near 76. Tonight, cloudy to start us out, becoming partly cloudy overnight. 67 the overnight low. Then the weekend, looking really nice. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. We'll see afternoon highs in the low to mid-80s. From the Sedlaw Broadcasting Weather Center, that's your forecast. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently 75 degrees in Sedlaw. Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Al Quartermont and Sandra McQueen with you, and on the phone with us, State Representative Chuck Owen, who represents the Leesville and DeRidder areas. Good morning, sir. I know you're on the road today, heading down to Baton Rouge.
I am, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. Your other caller asking a moment ago about how much money we give to the Saints and the Pelicans. I promise you, I don't know that number. I have heard it before. I literally just transmitted a question to the House Appropriations staff. I'll find the answer, and if it comes back before this program's over, I'll speak it here on the air. If it does not, I will get it back to you guys on Monday.
Okay. I'm looking at an article.
I don't know. And look, this is one of those things, and I have consternation with myself. I do. I love the Saints. I pull for the Saints. I don't say I live and die by them, but I really pull for the Saints. Always have, as long as they've been there. But that is an economic activity. That is a private venture. And it bothers me when we have roads and bridges and water systems like we do in the state, that we do things like that. I don't agree with it. I do not.
And yet, I understand it, because the reality is, really, the sports leagues, the NFL, the NBA, MLB, they really do kind of hold these communities hostage, from the standpoint of, if the communities don't step up, we just went through this with the Milwaukee Brewers last year, if they don't step up and spend the money for a lot of times it goes into the stadiums, then those teams will say, well, you know, we might have to move. We might have to go somewhere else. San Antonio would love to have the Saints. And so it becomes, you know, like I said, it feels like a hostage situation. And if the Saints ever move from New Orleans, it would be devastating. According to an article I'm seeing, the state did spend $300 million for the Superdome in 2019 in exchange for what was basically a five-year lease extension for the Saints until the year 2030. And with that, too, I mean, we're hosting the Super Bowl this next year. There's a lot of economic impact from that. So that's always the argument, you know, how much those sports franchises impact the economy of the city, the state, and all of that. It's not an easy issue to just say, well, this amount of money is being spent and it's a waste compared to, like you said, we know we have lots of other needs too.
We do. And there is a difference between actual cash payment and tax incentives. Those are markedly different things. It's one thing for us to cut them a check. It's another thing for us to take a business and say, we're going to give you a break on taxes because of the economic benefit that you're providing. You have to judge each one of those individually, and you can't say there's a blanket answer, yes and no to it. There's one group of left-wing kooks who have this video out there that says mm-hmm. Louisiana has a corporate welfare program, and any tax incentive we give is taking money away. That's not true. It's completely not true. And people that say that kind of thing don't understand economics.
Right.
But if we are cutting a check to New Orleans, to the Saints, or anyone like that, I will have an answer for you guys by Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that. And I have a listener who says if our state's economy was healthy and growing, no one would worry about the Saints. So that's
exactly right. Look, yeah. We were talking the other day in a House education meeting about a law we passed last year about compensating teachers for working outside the school day. And the parishes are already doing end runs on these and changing what their rules are so they won't have to comply with the law. And my point back to my colleagues during the debate about whether or not this was a good idea was, yes, we're short of teachers. We need to send a signal to these teachers that we want them here and that their time is valuable, all of that. So I voted for this thing. But then we wouldn't have this problem if we had money to pay teachers, and we would have money to pay teachers if our economy was better.
Yeah.
And that's our foundational problem. Our economy is it's unstable because of the way that our Constitution mandates that we manage money every year. That is why it's unstable. And we wanted to have a constitutional convention this year, a limited one, to change the way we manage money. The House voted it out with a supermajority. The Senate wouldn't even take it up. Hmm. The guy who's running for Congress, who y'all are going to get a chance to vote for over there, Cleo Fields, would not even give us a hearing to bring it up. Unconscionable. Why don't you vote it down if you don't want to do it, Senator? But he wouldn't even give us a vote. So we are where we are. And
it frustrates me. Why is Fields even in a position to be able to do that as a Democrat? Like, why was he given a prominent position on that committee to be able to hold that up? It's a head scratcher to me.
It is pretty hard to understand. I am not the Senate president, not in charge of anything over there, but I don't understand it at all.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things this year died in the Senate. Obviously, insurance reform when it comes to the auto industry, the tort reform, that's where a lot of that got stalled as well. Like you said, a lot of great legislation came out of the House and then it just got stalled or killed in the Senate because you either have Democrats that have been put in positions on these committees or you have Republicans who don't seem committed to the cause, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is a tough balancing act. I mean, we are old Louisiana in a lot of ways. We have a lot of different political mixes here, shall we say.
We know that for sure. So Sandra was talking about, you saw an article that...
Yeah, an article just talking about in the budget there was $113 million on pet projects this year.
Wow.
Yeah, then that's a lot less than last year. the governor cut a lot of those things out. A lot of things, the my barometer on those things and what I support coming out of my office, and the ones I sign up for, are roads, bridges, water systems, and hospitals. It's not one of those, it's going to be pretty hard for me to support it.
Yes.
Because we need our roads and our bridges and our water systems and our hospitals to be better.
Absolutely.
But the process we have, again, this goes back to the way we manage money, the capital outlay process, where those things can be slipped in, and then the governor has to go pull them out. The previous governor only pulled out ones of, you know, of people who had made him mad. I think this time, this governor, by and large, the ones he pulled out were in Democrat districts, but they were all port projects. I didn't see one road line through. Now, last year, Governor Edwards cut out a lot of roads and bridges in districts of places like mine and gave permits.
Because
he didn't like the politics. Jeff Landry did not do that. He did not do that. He did not cut roads and bridges. So I would love to get today where a day where we have the money to pay for our indoor soccer facilities or our dog parks and our things like that. But we're not there.
Right.
We are not there, and we need to be better about that.
For sure. Chuck Owens, our guest here on Talkback, House District 30. We need to take a break. We got a call coming in as well. If the caller can hold on, we'll come back with Chuck and that right after this here on Talkback.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Small business owners, I'm talking directly to you. This is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. IRS audits of PPP funds, employee retention credits, and more could be heading your way like never before. The IRS just added 30,000 new agents, specifically for small business tax audits and enforcement. If your business gets notice of an audit, call the Bryson Law Firm and protect what you have worked so hard to build. Whether someone filed faulty claims on behalf of your business, or if you already have wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens filed against you, don't wait. This could potentially be a large-scale legal problem for many small businesses. So call the Bryson Law Firm today. We're your local tax attorneys. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, and we have offices statewide. Visit BrysonLawFirm.com to schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm. The Bryson Law Firm. LSBA filing number LA2416746.
I truly believe, just as God assigns angels to us,
it's the unknown.
I think the devil, and he puts a vulgar twist on it.
It's the unexpected.
I think he assigns demons to us.
It's the unbelievable.
And when those demons are assigned, they get to know everything about that person.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights.
As crazy as that may sound, I truly believe there's something to it.
Overnights, it's Coast to Coast AM on Talk Radio 970 KSYL.
Hi, I'm Colonel Greg Gadsden, retired Army colonel and former garrison commander of Fort Belvoir and proud U.S. veteran. I know from personal experience that the road to recovery can be difficult. If you've recently filed a VA disability claim and have to attend a VA claim exam, you've likely got questions. Search compensation and pension exam on VA.gov for the answers you need and the benefits you've earned. Your VA claim exam. Know what's next.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Joey from Vermont. A farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina. A single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
He calls it windshield time, Chuck Owen, whenever he's on the road, likes to reach out to us and say, hey, I'm glad to call in. He's actually made it to Baton Rouge through all the rain, but taking time with us before his committee meeting today. So we're appreciative of that. And we got a call, a couple calls coming in for Chuck. So let's go ahead and take those. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate you even after you've reached your destination there. I have a question about the fortified home / roof program. It's my understanding they're offering $10,000 grants on a what seems to be a lottery basis this round for people who qualify, and they're limiting the lottery to people in southern Louisiana parishes. Look, we got roof issues in central and north Louisiana too. We had a 90 mile per hour gust just earlier this week, and it's a little frustrating to me when state funding is allocated specifically to parishes like that. And I was just looking at the map of homes that have qualified or have received funding. And if you look at the number that's north of I-10 versus the number of homes that are south of I-10 that have received that kind of funding, it's a stark contrast. And I'm just wondering, is what they're doing even legal to exclude the majority of the parishes from participating in a lottery?
It is assumed, whether we agree with it or not, it is assumed when the legislature takes an action that it is legal until a court tells it otherwise, because that's kind of the purpose of laws. So if someone doesn't think it's legal, then it could be challenged in court under a lot of things. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to give any legal advice, but that's what we're always told. Sometimes we'll be having debates about laws, and we'll say, well, that's not constitutional. It's like, well, we're not the court here. We're the ones here who are passing laws that we think the state needs. Now, I agree with you that silly thing should not have been kept in South Louisiana, because we got a lot of damage in North Louisiana and in Central Louisiana on the storms, a lot of it. And so, yes, we should have been included. I think I voted against that. So.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. And we do have another call for Chuck. Let's take that. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Thank you. I just wanted to go back to the Constitutional Convention issue for just a moment. Part of the problem is that the public has a distrust of a Constitutional Convention where there's at least a prevailing thought that the special interest would have a upper hand in that. And I wonder why the legislators like yourself, if you're interested in the tax code, why you don't study that, get the expertise that's available to you, and introduce a bill to where the public could have at least two public opportunities to debate it. There'd be full debate in both chambers. And then if it passed as a constitutional amendment, the public would then be able to have the opportunity. We've had all those amendments to the Constitution through that process. Public got to say no on some, yes on some, but it seemed like a more open process that the public was more receptive to than what's been proposed, where there's more of a thought that there would be a stacked deck.
Well, here's what I'll tell you, sir. What we have been doing for the last 50 years has summarily not worked. There's no indication what we're doing works. And I appreciate your thought. I really do. And, of course, we always want public dialogue. We want public input. But paralysis by analysis is going to keep us where we are. And the governor wanted to do something bold and do it quickly, because we're facing a budget deficit this year. We're going to face another one next year. And we were trying to come up with a way where we wouldn't be forced constitutionally to deal with what we have to when we have budget short. We're going to have one this year of between $300 and $500 million. And by law, the only thing we can cut because of this Constitution is higher education and hospitals. And we were trying to find another way around it. And that's what it is. Look, I agree with you. If there is time to have all the public input in the world, that's great. But I'm telling you, years are passing, and nothing we do here works, hardly at all. And that was the reason of trying to move out quickly. We weren't going to – look, the special interests are around anyway. They're always here. And for good or for bad, it's part of the process. And we have ethics constraints and laws, to prevent things, from going south on that front. But
well,
I appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, nebulous statements and quips are one thing, but when you get down to the actual wording of the Constitution, there is a very simple mechanism to fix it. You could just introduce a bill for each article and do it, but it would be a more open process that I think that the public would be more receptive to than to think that a select group, whoever that was, I don't remember if it was the legislature and some people appointed by the governor this last time, but again, there is a mechanism. It has worked, and whatever we think, we can't say it in general terms. We have to be specific. Draft the legislation just like you would draft whatever you wanted to in the Constitutional Convention. There's no different except the mechanism of how you get to the same result.
You may be right, but I don't know what I said that was nebulous. What I'm telling you is that would have taken that would have taken several more years to get that done. And so we're there now. So I will certainly consider that on your behalf. I mean, if that's what you think is the right thing to do.
It can be done in 1 year. Only additional. Either way, it's got to be voted on by the public.
You're right.
You could have a special session with legislative bills filed and have that mechanism work. Y'all are elected by the public. We trust y'all. If not, well, we find somebody else we trust without any outside appointments in the process. But anyway, I wanted to throw that out there, that there is a very good mechanism that comes same thing with more public input and more public scrutiny. But thank you for your time.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that, too. We need to take another break. We'll come back with one more segment with Chuck right after this.
Like to be part of Talk Back? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
For 3 days only at Home Outlet. Save 20% on your fall project, September 12th through 14th. Don't miss this chance to stretch your budget with store-wide savings on quality kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Break up with your big box store and visit employee-owned Home Outlet for top-notch service and 20% off. September 12th through 14th. Visit homeoutlet.com for details or to shop online.
Home Outlet is your home store.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of Talk Back is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back once again. Final segment of the week and the morning. Chuck Owen is our guest. House District 30. I saw you posted on your Facebook page yesterday, kind of asking people about broadband services and whether they're getting linked up and what they're doing. I saw a lot of responses of people who feel like Starlink, Elon Musk's company, has been really good for them.
I've never heard anyone that said that didn't work well.
Yeah.
Everybody I've ever talked to that signed up for Starlink went, oh, yes, we got to have some more of that stuff.
Right.
The supply lines on it are kind of slow. It takes a while to get to you. But one of my friends who lives out by a lake said he opened the box and the thing started spinning looking for the satellite.
Wow.
As I used to say in the Air Force, it's officer proof. Just about anybody can run it, and it's very reliable.
Mm-hmm.
What we've been doing in Vernon, I know in other parishes around the state, is we took advantage of some of this printed money from the federal government and have put it on broadband. We're actually making really good progress in Vernon. By the end of the year, we're told that about 95% of the parish is going to have access to a provider. When COVID started, it was under 40%, and so they've been running fiber three or four different providers. Two or three different good-sized providers have been running fiber all over that big parish, and so the offers are starting to come in, and the service is there. Some people are unhappy with the cost,
mm-hmm.
But the cost of everything has gone up in the last 3.5 years. So the service is there, and we're just hoping to continue this project.
Sure, absolutely, that is such a huge issue because people want to be connected, and it's frustrating when you live in a rural area sometimes to have basically a little more than dial-up level of service. But I will say, too, that that the T-Mobile device that you can get for your home is pretty good, as long as you have a decent cell service in the area.
Yep. Well, the last 4 years have been illuminating for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
For us. That is certainly one of them, and economics, healthcare. Hey, by the way, let me tell you this real quick before we hang up.
Sure.
On the 25th and 26th of September, the House is going to be holding oversight hearings on the performance and actions of government during COVID.
Hmm. Okay.
So we are bringing the Louisiana Department of Health to the table first. We will later bring education. We're going to talk about business and industry, and we're going to have people to talk about what happened to them in COVID and try to come up with pathways and make sure the government is better next time.
That's awesome. You said the 25th and 26th?
Yeah, 25th and 26th. You can watch it online. But, if someone here has had an experience with government during COVID that they'd like illuminated, that they ought to talk to their legislator and let them know.
Awesome. Well, that should be quite interesting.
We're not ignoring it.
Yeah. Great. I'm appreciative that you guys are doing that. It should be very interesting, to say the least. So, well, Chuck, we always appreciate you calling in and catching up with us. Thank you for the work that you're doing. I know you've got committee meeting coming up. So thank you so much for your time.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. That is Chuck Owen, House District 30, our guest here on Talkback this last half hour. So have a nice weekend, Sandra.
Same to you.
Watch a little football.
I'm going to watch a lot of tennis.
Oh, yeah, US Open finals.
That's right.
So unless you have DirecTV.
That's right, but I will be watching a little football, too. All right, we'll see you on Monday.
All right, appreciate it. You guys all have a good weekend. We'll talk with you then.
Been listening to Talkback. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored